Joining me now for a look at the day's market moves is Viv Govender from Aranda Swiss Offshore. Thank you so much for your time, Viv, as always. Now, we have seen the markets repricing and readjusting their expectations as they see more downside risk for the economy. So today we are seeing a rally, not so much so, though, in the U.S. markets, but they did start off on a good note. Just looking at the general global rebound that we are seeing, is that just a dead cat bounce?
I would probably, if I had to bet, say yes, more likely than not. I mean, and remember, these dead cat bounces can be quite significant. You can be seeing a double-digit rally from here, and you could still be on the downward trend in terms of, the overall market, especially certain sectors like the, the medium to smaller tech sector, tech companies basically have fallen in some cases, 50%+. So you can easily see a rally from here of 10%+ in that sector and still be on the downward paddle.
And there's still some downside risk here. I mean, when do you think we could actually see the bottom of these markets?
I mean, people may not realize just how strong the market has been over the last 2 years. So if you had to go back to, say, basically, before COVID, so we're talking about February, January of 2020, the market is still 20% higher than it was then. And that was pre-COVID. So the market has rallied quite strongly. And so even though we pull back, we haven't gotten to a point where we were even 2 years ago. So there's still, if there is a fall to come from here, there's still quite a big possibility of a bigger fall from here than what we had seen so far.
All right. Quite interesting that you say that the markets are still 20% higher than pre-COVID. Let's look
at U.S. markets.
Yes, U.S. markets, yeah. So let's actually look at the big focus this week for those U.S. markets, and that's inflation. So we have consumer inflation coming out tomorrow, and we also have the producer price index coming out on Thursday. A lot of people, when the March figure came out, said that, inflation should be at the peak or is maybe on its way to reaching the peak. Your thoughts on that? And of course, just as we await how the markets will respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, I think most estimates out there are for inflation to fall, not a lot, but, definitely lower than it was in the previous period. I think the number is somewhere around about 8%, the expected number to come out from 8.5 or so. So it would be the peak, the short-term peak. It remains to be seen what impacts we're going to be seeing, for instance, from supply chain issues out of China. We've seen, for instance, that Tesla and GM apparently are not able to produce in China at the moment because of supply chain issues caused by the COVID lockdown. So it remains to be seen just how much impact that's going to have flowing through the global system. But I do think the market right now is expecting the last number to have been the peak, and this kind of number to be still quite high, but lower than the last number.
Yeah, indeed. We'll see what's happening tomorrow. Talking about inflation, COP Agri released their interim results today, also going into quite detail about the effects of inflation. So firstly, it's really encouraged by the agricultural conditions, although they are saying that there are threats, but also saying that inflation has really been a double-edged sword in the fact that it's underpinned revenues, but also that same inflation is hurting consumers. So COP Agri has experienced pressures on fuel volumes and therefore their margins. We did see the markets, I think the last time I checked, that share was up more than 3%. Are you as cheerful on that performance as the markets seem to be?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think if you are going to be investing in anything in the food sector, you want to be getting down as close to the ground as possible. Yes, they are experiencing higher costs. I mean, fertilizer costs internationally have gone up significantly. Russia and Belarus are huge producers of fertilizer. So even places like Brazil, which you would think are self-sufficient in food production, a lot of their production actually depends on places like Russia and Belarus in terms of obtaining fertilizer. So the cost of production has gone up. But as you mentioned, the price of the commodity has also gone up. And so we are seeing a bit of positive revenue coming through that side. So I'm positive for the company itself. On the overall larger scale, I think it's a very troublesome situation. We are seeing food prices increase locally and globally as well. We've seen places like Indonesia, for a certain period of time, ban the export of palm oil because prices are just too high locally. We've seen unrest in places like Sri Lanka, Nepal, and Pakistan, partly caused by food inflation. And so I do think that we must understand that, you know, when food prices go up, uncertainty in the world goes up, and it's more likely than most other things to actually cause things like, for instance, you know, civil unrest in, you know, developing countries.
Mm. All right. So you say that you're positive on the company largely, but just looking at also the risks that are still there, and also the fact that the company says, you know, historically, the earnings for the first 6 months contribute more than the earnings of the last 6 months. Are you confident that the company could actually reach its targets for the full year?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I think food prices are going to stay high for longer than we would like. Positive for Kaap Agri, not so positive for the South African economy, and not so positive for the world. I think you are going to see, you know, elevated food prices for at least the rest of this year, and maybe even going to next year, just based on fertilizer prices, based on the growth cycle at the moment.
All right. Well, your stock pick for today, Viv?
It's gold. When things are uncertain and inflation is high, historically, gold has been the place to go to. The price of gold has fallen dramatically. It's coming near support at about 1,800 per ounce. And I think that's a very attractive place to pick up some gold, especially in this environment here, you know, where Bitcoin and some of the other safe havens have fallen quite a bit.
Very interesting pick. Thank you very much for your time, Viv. That was Viv Govender from Rand Swiss Offshore.